All right, Tim, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone today is incumbent commissioner for Beltrami County's District 4, right, Tim Sumner?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about District 4 before we get started here, Tim?
Well, District 4 is probably has the largest land base in Beltrami County. It's a lot larger than, a lot of counties in the state of Minnesota. So, I would argue that, it's the best district in all of Beltrami. But, it's a very diverse in demographics and also, in land base, and we got tourism up in the Black Duck, Kelly, Waskish area, and more of an agricultural area in the Fort Town area. So, it's a great place to be, so I look forward to an opportunity to continue representing, District 4.
So, before we get started, why don't we learn a little bit more about you, Tim, Tim Sumner. How long have you lived in Beltrami County?
Well, I lived here, all my life, with the exception of going away to school. I went away to school at a young age. Started out in fifth grade and went all the way till the 10th grade. So, so that's the brief period that I wasn't living or residing, on the reservation. But, I still consider myself a lifelong resident, So I often hear people saying, well, they've been living here for X number of years, 30 some years, and so I'd like to mention that I've been here all of 35 years.
So what kind of roles in the communities have you served before being a county commissioner, Tim?
Well, I've always volunteered or stepped up when there was help, call for help or things like that. So volunteer organizations there aren't that many up here in Red Lake, and as the drive to Bemidji is roughly 35 mile drive. So volunteer opportunities aren't as great up here, but I think that the times are changing, and I think the people are more willing to help now than ever. So I think one of the biggest organizations that our biggest volunteer opportunity I've had was, with the Red Lake Political Education Committee, and that's a committee that started just prior to Sandra King election to the Beltrami County Board. So she was the first Red Lake tribal member to hold this position, followed by Quentin Fairbanks, who was also a Red Lake tribal member, and now I have the great opportunity to holding the seat. So back to Political Education Committee, it started back then, and our biggest goal is, to encourage voter participation, voter turnout, educate, the tribe and tribal members on issues. So it's a nonpartisan group that I, have been involved with.
All right, great. So what made you want to run for county board again this year?
Well, my passion is still the same as it was, since day one, of this great journey of being on the county board. I'm still passionate about, serving the people and helping and doing my part and being, a public servant. So that's probably the biggest reason, because the passion is still there. You know, I enjoy my time, you know, on the board, and you know, I mean, I'm not one to back down from, you know, tough decisions and everything that I do. You know, I think about, you know, my district, you know, first and foremost. You know, and a lot of times decisions that we make at the county board, you know, it does affect the entire county. But, you know, I wouldn't be there if it wasn't for District 4. And you know, I just want to make sure that that we're still represented down, you know, in Bemidji. A lot of times people say, well, you know, we're not, Bemidji gets everything. And I come to learn that and believe that over the years. And you know, I mean, I've been there for 8 years, and, you know, I'm starting to feel comfortable, you know, raising a lot of these tough issues. So, you know, it's part of, an, you know, why I'm seeking a third term is, you know, just to make sure that, you know, we're still adequately represented.
All right, great. My next question is on some of the controversy that there's been over last-minute additions to the board's agenda, most notably a refugee resettlement action and a resolution requesting the governor to allow businesses in rural counties to reopen amid the COVID pandemic. Do you think commissioners should be able to add agenda items in this manner?
Well, you know, and I've requested that we look at a policy or create a policy, because currently there aren't any policies in place for the commissioners to add last minute additions to the agenda, and quite honestly, I'm opposed to, you know, last minute additions, especially when it's the day of, and there are, you know, there could be possible controversy, and you know, I like to try to do my homework prior to, and you know, if you bring a hot topic item just before meeting, you know, it's something that doesn't sit well with me. So, you know, I requested the county administrator to help develop a policy on how we can move forward, bringing the agenda items forward. And because in the past, you know, commissioners used to be able to add items, you know, when they wanted, or so I'm hopeful with this past, you know, past year or past 5 months, really.
It felt like a year, Tim.
Yeah. I mean, at the county, you know, we've dealt with quite a few controversial topics, and like I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm not afraid, and you know, I welcome, you know, any agenda item, you know, just as long as we can have a good discussion or debate on, you know, the impacts of our counties is basically what I'm asking for, and time to do research. So, you know, and I'm hopeful that, you know, within the next few months, you know, we can develop a policy.
All right, great. My next question is a financial one. Many of the financial issues counties face include unfunded mandates from the state, as I'm sure you know and I'm sure you've dealt with. Is there anything you think the county can do about these unfunded mandates?
Well, unfortunately, we are mandated by the state, you know, to provide some of these services that you know, do not come with money attached, and how to approach it is, I think, you know, the way we've been doing it is, you know, asking for increase in, you know, CPA, county public funds, so from the state, and, you know, so, you know, I'm not too sure how we can address the issue. I mean, because people, you know, aren't making as much as the increase in our tax and levy. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to ask, you know, our residents to keep contributing, you know, year after year. I think at the county level, we do try our best to keep in contact with our legislators, you know, and let them know our needs, you know, at the county and try to push for funding for some of these mandates. We can only, you know, ask for so much and get so much, you know, especially when there's constant gridlock down in St. Paul. So, I mean, if the legislature can work a little bit more like county government does, you know, then, you know, maybe we could get some more money to help. But, you know, as of lately, it doesn't seem that way.
Do you think it would be appropriate to have, like, a special section of the county's budget so taxpayers can see what these unfunded mandates cost local property taxpayers?
Well, you know, I believe all our financials are open and accessible to all taxpayers. And I know I'm always more than willing to answer any questions or find out answers, because I'll be honest, I don't know, you know, all the answers. Even being on the board for 8 years, I still don't know everything. And the day that I think I do, it would probably be the day that I should step down.
All right. Oh, well, Tim, my last prepared question is on the Beltrami County Jail. The jail has come under considerate public scrutiny and has received some serious fix-it orders and other notices from the Department of Corrections. What are your thoughts on the possibility of the new jail?
Well, in the past, I've always been opposed to any new jail, and you know, I believe I'm coming around now, you know, that it may be time to either remodel, build a new jail, and quite honestly, this is a tough issue for me, because seeing, you know, the jail population day after day, you know, being, 60, 70, you know, more than half, you know, of the county jail is the native population. But, you know, I don't want to make it a race thing, but I mean, I think it's more of a human rights thing. And you know, if we build a bigger jail, you know, how many more people are going to be incarcerated for things. But, you know, like I said, I'm kind of coming around because I see the out-of-county numbers that we're shipping out to various counties, which is a burden, you know, a financial burden to the county taxpayers. But, you know, I think there should be also other solutions other than, you know, building or remodeling, you know, putting a Band-Aid on the current jail. You know, I think we need to look at policy changes, and correct some of these dings that we're getting from the Department of Corrections. You know, I think we should really address those before, you know, we can really move forward and consider building a new jail.
All right. Well, Tim, that takes care of my prepared questions. Is there any other topic or issue you wanted to be sure we touched on before we wrap this up?
Well, first, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you for the opportunity. And you know, election isn't for another 5 months. So, I mean, it's nice to get out early. And thanks for the opportunity. And I look forward and I'm hopeful that, you know, we can have, you know, some sort of forums or question and answers between myself and the other candidate.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tim Sumner for District 4.